Clay Patton on the Rural Radio Network with a 4-H Spotlight as the Dawson County Fair livestock shows are starting to come to a conclusion. I get to talk with a young man that had a pretty successful day in the goat rounds, and that is Carson Nichols. And Carson, first tell us, what all goats did you bring here to fair this year?
I brought a meat goat, two dairies, and that's all I brought for goats.
Talk to us, which all class did you place in, and was it showmanship that you won?
Yes, showmanship I won.
What does it take to be a good goat showman?
You got to know how to keep the goat looking good and how to stand them up perfectly.
And so do you practice a lot at home to be able to go out and do that in the show ring?
Yes, I do.
What is your goat's name?
D, PJ, and Beauty.
Which one was the one that you took in showmanship?
D.
And going forward, what would you tell to somebody if they wanted to join the goat project? Why is it fun to be in?
It's fun, easy, and it's really just good.
If you were going to join another livestock show here at the county fair, which species would you want to show?
Probably cattle.
Okay, so cattle may be on in the future. What's your favorite part about going to fair?
Showing, meeting new friends, and having fun.
All right, again, that's Carson Nichols. Carson, if somebody was curious about 4-H, what do you think's the best reason for them to join 4-H?
It's fun, you get a lot of new friends, and it's just plain up good.
That's Carson Nichols here. He just finished up with the goat show. Again, the champion junior goat showman at the Dawson County Fair.